Watch, Kamala Harris struggles to explain to Kimmel why Biden was right to not push DOJ to release the Epstein files. By Jerome Hudson on December 18, 2025. Failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris struggled to explain to ABC's left-wing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel why the Joe Biden Department of Justice never attempted to release documents pertaining to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Harris insisted that it was deemed crucial to keep absolute separation between the Biden administration and the DOJ. To give you an answer that will not satisfy your curiosity, I will tell you, we, perhaps to our damage, but we strongly and rightly believe that there should be an absolute separation between what we wanted as an administration and what the Department of Justice did. We absolutely adhered to that and it was right to do that, Harris told Kimmel. The Justice Department would make its decisions independent of any political or personal vendetta or concern that we may have, and that's the way it worked, she added. Harris's answer quickly inflamed left-wing pundits and social media personalities, who wanted the Biden White House to weaponize the Epstein files against then-candidate Trump. There's an equal cacophony of laughter from conservative social media pockets. Plenty of posts pointing out what Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow noted in his New York Times bestseller Breaking the Law, that there is clear evidence there was collusion from the Joe Biden White House to the anti-Trump lawfare cases against Trump and the Biden DOJ. Harris suggested that Trump could move to somehow block the DOJ from releasing the documents in full, as they are expected to be on Friday, and praised elected Republicans who have stood up to say release the file. The lengthy interview began with Kimmel asking Harris to tell the now well-worn story about how her husband forgot to get her a birthday present during the 2024 campaign. A few minutes, and a ton of giggling later, Kimmel asked after the election, "Did you and Doug just start drinking?" "Let me just say that we definitely, it took some time," Harris said. Kimmel then got into some Biden questions. Harris said she hasn't spoken to the former president in about 3 or 4 weeks. Asked if she believed Biden and his team did everything they could to help her win the election, Harris said she didn't get the support she needed from certain places in the administration. Kimmel then trained his attention on President Donald Trump, asking Harris if it's hypocritical that so much attention was spent focusing on Biden's aging and his mental state by people who won't now criticize Trump for appearing to fall asleep during meetings. "You think," Harris said to ruckus laughter from Kimmel in the live studio audience. The discussion devolved into a therapy session from there, with the pair taking turns lobbing insults at Trump while searching for the best way to cope with his return to power. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.